Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is sort of the theme about putting on the armor of God, so that we're not vulnerable to the wiles of the devil. The first hymn we started with, Stand Up for Jesus, spoke of that. I'm going to read again the epistle. And I think sometimes we listen to it on myself, sometimes sort of know what it says. But I think if I read it again, we may pick up something else from that will be helpful to us. And then I'll have a commentary from the early fathers of the church. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So this is the theme about putting on each piece to cover our head. We're in a spiritual warfare, and this is what this is speaking of, that we cover ourselves, cover our heart that's very vulnerable, covering our loins, which are very vulnerable. And I'll read from St. Gregory of Nyssa, and he writes a reading from the book of St. Gregory of Nyssa, Fight the Good Faith. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. The old has passed away. A new creation, that is what the apostle called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in a heart which is pure and without fault. A heart free from all evil, malice, and shame. Whenever the soul hates sin and makes itself ready with all its power for the way of virtue and in conversion of life, receives the grace of the Spirit into it, it has become wholly new and it has been created afresh. The apostle said, also, purge out the old leaven, and then you will be bread of a new baking. And added, in observing the festival, we must not use the old leaven, but only the unleavened bread, which is sincerity and truth. These words are in harmony with what has been said about the new creation. The tempter lays many snares for the soul, and of itself human nature is too weak to be victorious against him. That is why the apostle calls on us to arm the different parts of our body with the arms of heaven. Put on the righteousness for your breastplate, and eagerness for peace as shoes on your feet. Have truth for a belt around your waist. See how many ways of salvation the apostle has indicated to you, all directed to the one road and the one goal. On these, the race of life to the end of the commandments is easily completed. I think that's an important point. It's a challenge to us, but if we do what the St. Paul tells us to do with us, that we'll have the means to quench the fiery darts of Satan. I think that's what he's saying here. He who has complete disregard for the pomp of this life and renounces all worldly glory must, along with this life, renounce his own soul too, giving our soul and heart to God, making that decision personally, and receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And we reaffirm that every time we come to the altar and receive him in the body and blood. Renunciation of soul means not to seek in any way one's own will, but the will of God, and to let God's will be our pilot. It means to possess nothing which is not common to all. In this way, one will be the more ready to carry out the command of those in authority with delight, hope, and eagerness, as a slave of Christ, as one purchased for the common service of the brethren. This is what the Lord too desires when he says, anyone who wants to be first and great among you is to be the last of all and slave of all. Such slavery in the service of men must be without recompense. Such as a slave must be subject to all. He must be at the service of his brethren as a debtor, his creditors. People in positions of authority must work more strenuously than others, but be more humble than those who are subject. Like slaves, they should place their own life at the disposal of others, regarding those who have been entrusted to them as a charge given to them by God. And those in authority must take care of the brethren as good teachers, take care of tender young children who have been entrusted to them by their father. If you act in this way towards one another, both subject and masters, subject obeying the